Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it's a reaction Monday. The Texans win a big division game, had to have it game, given the hole that they dug. Started out 0-3. The Texans have won five of their last seven to get back to 5-5. They beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13. Again, to get back to 500, this is a big game. The graphics in the game, if you lose the game Sunday, you got about a 9% chance of making the playoffs. You win the game, you got a 31% chance of making the playoffs. They win that sucker, 31. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, if you will, but 31% is significantly higher than 9. So I like where we've landed after starting 0-3. They're one game back of the Jacksonville Jaguars, two games back in the wild card hunt of the LA Chargers. They're sitting at 7-4. Two games back, the Buffalo Bills. As well in that wild card race. They're three back, the Indianapolis Colts, with two head-to-head matchups, the Chargers and the Bills both still on the schedule for the Texans, as well as tied up 5-5, neck and neck with the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, still on the schedule moving forward. So I believe the Texans have positioned themselves where they control their own destiny. And so that was a big win any way you slice it against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. And we've got takeaways. And first of all, I got to tip my cap to the backup quarterback. I got to tip my cap to Davis Mills. In my opinion, this has not been your typical backup quarterback product that we've seen. And there's several reasons why, you know, I believe this. Overall, I think the clutch that we've seen from the quarterback, there's been moments, long moments to be honest, of play the last two games that look like an offense that's being led by a backup quarterback. But definitely when the game had to be won or a play had to be made, whether it be one or 19 points, Davis Mills' ability to step up in those moments the last two weeks, and again, whether it's one throw to Nico Collins that was absolutely tremendous or it was a fourth quarter that'll go down in the books against the Jacksonville Jaguars, both were what I would say season-changing, season-defining moments. But for him to be such a big part of that, those clutch moments to keep this season alive, I think that in itself is not typical of backup quarterback play. Then you start digging a little bit deeper beyond just clutch, the obvious plays. And I thought it was interesting what D'Amico Ryan said in his post-game presser last night, or Sunday night, about Davis Mills, about the quarterback. This, again, is not what you typically see or how you see a backup quarterback typically impacting an entire team. Here's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans on Davis Mills.
His emotions never change, which is great. I love that about Davis, and I think his calm and his demeanor really gives everybody. He has that quiet confidence about him. Like, Davis knows what he's doing. He's a competitor deep down inside, and he wants to make those plays. And our entire sideline, our team, feels that from Davis. We feel his confidence when he's out there, knowing that he's going to go to the right spot with the football and make a play.
They feel his confidence. D'Amico Ryans also said that his calm demeanor, he credits the team to feel, you know, Davis in the sense of the team staying calm. And this has been an offense that I've said it multiple times. This has been an offense that I think one of the things that's really concerning is that how overwhelmed they've looked in certain moments throughout this season. And so, again, the fact that a backup quarterback's going in there and having this level of you know, I think impact on a team and playing as well as he has played, Ron, in big moments, I got to tip my cap to the young fella. It's not easy what he's done and to go in there and do it, even against these two opponents, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. It's been impressive.
Yeah, he's had to do a lot more than I think you would hope that he had to do,
yeah.
Right? I think the recipe and the thought was, hey, come out there, make all the plays you're supposed to make,
yeah,
and don't screw it up. Don't put the team, the defense, in a bad spot. Well, he did a little bit of that against Jacksonville,
mm-hmm,
in the first drive, but they were down 29-10, and they needed him to put on a cape, to be honest. And he was able to step up and do that to a playoff team right now. Jacksonville's in the playoffs. Right now, the number they did on the Chargers, and he was able to bring them back down 29-10. And then yesterday, right, it was kind of going to the script of what you wanted from him. You know, all right, nothing crazy. Then the second half start, he had to go make some plays. And then I think in a shot to D'Amico and the rest of the team, the Tennessee Titans were able to drive down and score a touchdown to tie the game, and then they needed him to be more than just don't mess it up guy, go make some plays, and he was able to do it. I understand the competition, but still, that's more than what you...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You were hoping to have to call upon. You thought this would be a defense. Let's ride the defense. And you just kind of play complimentary football to the defense. But he's had to do more than that.
Yeah, and look, you look at it. I mean, he's about 280, 285 a game, 285 yards a game. I mean, he's throwing it 26, 27 times a game. Completing 26, 27 balls a game. They're throwing it more. It seems like with Davis Mills, that may have a little something to do with kind of the approach of playing a little bit more free and being okay with incompletions and being a little bit more aggressive in certain situations than maybe what we've seen C.J. Stroud do, where C.J. is a much more efficient quarterback. Three touchdowns one interception, and again, the big clutch plays are just really, really impressive. None bigger this week. We talked the fourth quarter last week. Everybody nationally talked about the fourth quarter that he had against Jacksonville to keep the season alive. The one play this week with everything on the line, Davis Mills, you throw an incomplete ball. It's 3rd and 16. If you throw an incompletion here, you punt the football back to the Tennessee Titans, and if they can put any kind of drive together with their field goal kicker, Sly, who had already kicked a 56-yarder that hit halfway up the net, you got to believe that they feel pretty good about putting him back on the field. And I believe there was a pretty good chunk of time left, plenty of time for them if they could mount a little bit of a drive to give them a chance to win it. And Davis Mills throws to Nico Collins on a big-time throw and a big-time catch. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about that particular play that kept that drive alive.
Davis did a great job all day of really protecting the football, making great decisions. And, I mean, no play bigger than him connecting with Nico there when we needed it most. And 2 minute drive, that was such a huge play for us. And Nico and Davis, that connection really took off in the second half, which what we needed. We needed a spark. We started getting the ball to Nico, and we saw he made play after play after play. So he did an outstanding job, you know, putting us in position there to make that field goal a lot easier.
Yeah, that was a big-time throw. The old quarterback in me just loves the throws. You hear people talk about all the time about how that's an NFL throw, and people always think it's about the you know, Josh Allen throwing it 80 yards or Pat Mahomes running around throwing it back across the field. I mean, in reality, it's the laying the ball in the hole between underneath the safety over the linebacker on the dig. It's the cover two look, and the corner hesitates, and you throw it to just like he did to Nico Collins just over the outreached arm of the corner. That is exactly what, when you hear people talk about NFL throws, that was one of them, and it was executed, like, I mean, flawlessly by the quarterback and the wide receiver. The catch by Nico Collins deserves some credit, obviously, as well. That was impressive. D'Amico mentioned right there, Ron, D'Amico, them coming out of halftime, and Nico being a big part of it. That was an impressive game for Nico as well. I mean, a bit when you needed it the most. Again, it was ugly in the first half, and you needed Nico the most. The fact that they came back out there and were able to feed him in the second half was impressive.
I don't know how he got so many touches.
The Titans allowed it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as you said it, boy. I know you got some disappointments. I feel like we found the new Dalton, Tyler. I know you got some disappointments at Friday the 13th.
Oh,
Christian Kirk. But I mean, I'm letting all of them have it. I'm letting him singled up. I do everything to make the ball go everywhere else but 12. But they were able to get it to him, and he came up big. And I don't know who it was. And maybe we can talk about it a little bit more. I don't know if it was concerted effort right out of the half, but they certainly made sure coming out that's where they were going.
Well, I think there's several reasons why, and I think the score doesn't tell you this, and maybe we'll have time to dig more into this tomorrow. Maybe it's a Tuesday topic, but if you dig into this game and you look at what they were able to do offensively, I feel like they counterpunched their defense in a really impressive way. Right? I mean, Higgins, we got to talk about Higgins. In a reaction Monday, it looks like Higgins, the number one draft pick in this year's draft, the top pick from the 2025 NFL draft, looks like he has arrived.
Yeah.
And it changes the offense in a major, major way. Now, I still don't know who Higgins is. I'm not going to tell you that I've seen enough and this guy's going to be a superstar. But he appears to be moving more confidently, more comfortably than he has in the first 8 weeks of the season. The last 2 weeks, he seems to be playing fast. He seems to be, you know, making decisions and whether he's converting routes or whether he's running go routes, he's stacking releases and stems. And I mean, he just looks like he's moving at a different pace. And so when you look at Davis, was able to constantly feed Dalton. He was able to really target Higgins down the field in a big way. And then, you know, the three catches by Xavier Hutchinson was big as well. I mean, Hutch looked like he was moving. Now, that may have to do with the fact that the Titans may have been moving a little slow.
I'll give Nick Cayley some of that. He schemed up a couple of those for Hutch.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.